History class came to life in West Philadelphia today. WHYY's Kevin McCoy reports that a survivor of one of the most brutal chapters of the civil rights era shared her harrowing tale with students from Paul Robeson High School.
In 1963, 12-year-old Sarah Collins Rudolph had no illusions about the palpable racism in her hometown of Birmingham, Alabama.
In those days, Ku Klux Klan used to drive around in bunches. They'll put those robes on and light fires and burn crosses, and they always been in bunches.
But nothing could have prepared her for what happened that Sunday morning in mid-September at the 16th Street Baptist Church before a captivated audience of history students at West Philadelphia's Paul Robeson High School. Collins Rudolph recalled the moment her life forever changed.
That's when the bomb went off. I heard the sound, boom, and I just jumped all of a sudden and said, Jesus.
Collins Rudolph was one of five young girls who were putting on church robes near a stairwell where the Klan had hidden sticks of dynamite. Her 14-year-old sister, Addie Mae, had also been nearby.
And then I called out her name, Addie, 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 but she didn't answer.
Collins Rudolph couldn't really tell what was going on because glass from a nearby window had exploded into her face. A church deacon rushed to the scene and helped her out of the building and into an ambulance. Addie was killed, as well as three other young girls. 22 others were injured, including Collins Rudolph. She was left permanently blind in her right eye. Afterward, she struggled. She became more shy and had trouble in school. After the church was rebuilt, she couldn't bring herself to return.
I was still fearful thinking that another bomb would go off.
In her 20s, she says she started drinking and taking drugs to cope with the pain.
As a child at 12 years old, to go through something like that, it was really a problem for me. So I thought all this the drug and alcohol were just going to help my condition, but it didn't.
Collins Rudolph told students that her faith has helped her overcome the trauma.
Like I said, we are kings and queens, so don't y'all forget that. We are something in God's eye.
Robeson sophomore Chris Artis says it's a message he'll take to heart.
I'm just glad she came to my school so I can tell my kids 20, 30 years from now that I've witnessed and experienced Sarah Rudolph.
For sophomore Dawson Dawson, the story echoed the deadly 2015 church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, which has weighed on her mind.
And now when someone new comes to church, we kind of get a little bit scared or worried because we don't know what their motives are. Is it negative or is it positive?
Seeing the strength that Collins Rudolph has had in the face of tragedy, though, has heartened Dawson.
It want to make me to really accomplish my goals and not let anything that's happening recently in the news and to black people really bring me down, and it helps me to stay positive.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCoury.